No.
You two are like dogs circling each other in the park. You need to sniff each other's butts, bare your teeth, and arrive at some strange detente. Otherwise, you'll end up biting each other's eyes out.
And then House figures out what the terrible disease is, and he cures it.
Wow.
Every week.
Every single week.
Just in time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So you can give us a call at 877-365-3636. We also would like you to go to WJFK.com, click on that weird face that you see.
Click on Mike.
That's mine. Once you're there, check out the podcasts or post your thoughts in the forum and email us if you would like to. Coming soon, MikeOMaraShow.com. That's what it's going to be?
I believe that is the plan,
yeah. We were having a big meeting on that today, and without further ado, I'd like to summon our executive producer, Miss Beth Ann McBride, to the studio. OBA! Could you please come to the main air studio, please?
Will she come in to discuss ideas?
I'm letting him play you in again.
You see, I wasn't even going to do it till next week, and here it is one day later, and you're begging for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's our executive producer, and her name is Beth Ann McBride.
Lady love.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you, Rob.
Your love is peaceful. Man, turn that up a little bit.
It's a good
man,
song.
I love me the Lou Rawls.
Lou Rawls, man.
Yeah, baby.
My lady love.
Lady love. Okay,
is he still
that's
alive?
Enough. No, he's dead.
No, I think he's alive.
Thought he died.
I think he's alive because didn't he beat his wife?
I thought that was James Brown.
And then she killed him.
No. I think he's alive.
Good question. Lou Rawls, dead or alive. We're not really sure. Incidentally, a lot of fun during the break reading Buzz's email. Looking at Buzz's screensavers or his photos.
Oh, I bring pictures, sure.
You're loaded up on that computer, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You got a lot more stuff in there?
I do. I'll entertain you further as the days go on.
Is it like Robert Mailman pictures, but with women?
It's 10 times better than Robert's pictures.
I hope
because
so.
They're very inspirational.
Okay, Beth Ann, the Big Mother Contest.
Yes.
I mentioned it earlier. I haven't been selling that hard enough. This is for next Thursday. We need three more mothers.
Three sassy moms.
Three sassy moms to be 7 to 8 months pregnant.
Three.
For $500, we're going to let you play Big Mother.
It's 1,000.
May 8th. Is it 1,000?
It is.
Argued about it yesterday.
Damn.
After all that, she gives me
a
card that says $500.
Mm-hmm. McBridian.
Well, you're going to get 20 mothers as soon as you here, change that card.
$1,000 the winner can win.
$1,000, very simple.
Bethany.
Come down here on Thursday, May 8th. Mm-hmm. You go to Buzz's office. You hang out with all the five mothers that are 7 months pregnant or beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come downstairs and you vote one person out.
Right.
It's all totally subjective. It's based on how the conversations go up in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Earn a grand in an afternoon for very little work.
And then at the very end, when we're down to two big mothers, we'll bring the other big mothers in that have been in the green room waiting,
right.
And they will serve as the jury, and they will vote who should be the big mother of all time.
No heavy lifting.
Of all time.
Of all time.
And no stairs.
And if we do it next year,
mm-hmm.
it needs to be big mother twins.
Yes.
Number two.
I'm all for that. Yes, we can steal from reality shows. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful idea. It's very good. Now, something that is not necessarily the greatest idea. And this idea, I will give you full credit. This came from your brain, and I like this a lot.
Oh, no.
There are several other things. You know, on a daily basis, Beth Ann, who is working very hard, as is everybody else on the new show.
Yeah.
And really, we're getting amazing response on this new show.
It's nice.
I am so thrilled with that. Going out to the Junkies function on Friday, I really it was nothing short of amazing how nice people were being about the new show.
Yep.
And we are doing this, I think, because there are great ideas that are coming in each and every day. But the one that you gave me a few days ago called the Week of Wallets. What
okay.
the hell is that? Oh, hold on a second before you answer that. Jack, you said Lou Rawls died a year ago, right?
Yeah, about a year or so ago. Aww.
Did he beat his wife?
I don't know anything about that. I never heard of such a thing ever from him.
I don't think so either, but I thought he was dead. Darren, are you calling to tell us that he's dead also?
Yeah, he did one of his last concerts in Wichita. Buzz at the Orpheum.
Hey, lucky Lou Rawls. No wonder he's dead.
Thank you very much, Darren. Appreciate the call.
The great, Orpheum.
I was the one that said, Dan, did you even remember that? I was the one that said he was dead.
I didn't know. I know
you
now.
You didn't pay attention to that, did you?
Well, I was going
to.
I'll loan you a copy of his Christmas album. It's wonderful.
I love Lou Rawls. Okay, Week of Wallets. Please to explain to our listening audience, please.
Do we need music for this?
Well, you know, I listen to all.
Not unless we're going to do it.
You and me?
We're not going to do it.
I've got music for
it.
Week of Wallets is a bad idea. No,
you added lyrics.
What is?
Well, you know, I listen to all radio, all formats.
Well, there's the problem.
Thank you.
Exactly.
And, like, when I'm in the car, The only station I'll really listen to is ours constantly, but
it's a good radio station.
Yeah,
maybe the best.
Yes, in the world.
8 times out of 10, I got it on the scan, so I can hear everybody, and I can hear what everybody's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're talking, what songs they're playing, blah blah blah. So in my travels, I have noticed that there are some radio stations that are giving away, and they're geared towards women to listeners, the purses, like the high-end.
There might be
purses.
A school of thought that says you think too much.
Or not enough.
Go ahead, Beth.
Okay. You know, they're giving away the Prada, the Coach, the Louis Vuitton.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I thought, you know, guys.
I wasn't aware that stations gave away Prada and Louis Vuitton.
I didn't know that either.
It's a wonderful prize.
And they can pick their purse.
I've heard this too, this purse thing.
Okay. So how does that translate to Week of Wallets?
I literally was listening to someone win a purse, picking their purse, and bing!
Like that.
The light bulb went off over my head.
Again. That's hot.
And I said, whoa, Week of Wallets.
Can the size of your breasts tell you something critical about your health?
Week of Wallets.
And that's how it was born.
How would that even work?
Good question, Mr. Burbank.
Well, see, the funny...
Here's where it gets good.
I mean this seriously. Wow.
The funny... You know, we wouldn't really be doing it seriously. The funny is...
Oh, my God.
Women's purses are so diverse. They're different colors, different fabrics, different sizes. A man's wallet is the same freaking thing, no matter where you get it and how much you pay.
Let's take our wallets out. I didn't bring mine today. I forgot mine.
Nobody has one of these.
What is that, Buzz?
Don't kill it for me, guys.
It's a very small wallet is what it is.
He's got a tiny wallet. That's a helper.
Oh, look at that. The perfect outline of a condom. Buzz's. There it is. And Rob's.
I have one from 1940.
There's Rob's. Rob has the kind that usually goes in your side pocket, right?
Now here's the thing. I get a lot of grief about this. I'm a front pocket wallet guy.
Not me.
I cannot sit on a wallet.
No, I like getting that little welt on my ass.
George Costanza wallet.
I need to clean it out.
Look at how small yours is. How do you carry anything in that?
I have everything I need in this wallet.
So do you edit your wallet a lot? You don't keep a lot of business cards and things like that?
I keep it stripped down to the bare minimum.
All right, now I'm with you. So Week of Wallets, what do you want to do about it?
So I thought the funny thing was I just go out and get five wallets.
And it's really important not to say the funny thing.
Okay.
That's like a stand-up comedian coming out on the stage and going, here's a funny thing I'd like to tell you. They never do that.
I'm not a stand-up comedian.
I know you're not.
What?
So,
okay.
So where's the funny in this again? I'm sorry. Where's the funny?
I was going to purchase five wallets.
All the same.
I found a $2 bill in my wallet. Isn't that great? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Would you entertain calls on your suggestion for Week of Wallets?
I love when she entertains calls.
Well, I think it's important, if we're going to do something.
Some feedback.
That would make me feel bad.
How would Week of Wallets work?
Okay. We would just... Every day, we would be giving away a wallet.
How would we give it away?
It's a Week of Wallets. Because you sing the stuff you like. And when I get you to sing it, it's okay. It's a Week of Wallets.
What if Joe?
You got a lot of those laugh tracks, don't you?
So we have, you need them on certain shows. Week of Wallets for every game we played, we give away a wallet?
Just one. It's a Week of Wallets. I'm only going to get five. You need to create some type of
urgency
around them, just like the pick of the purse.
Maybe there's money in the wallet?
No, I didn't want that. I didn't want it complicated. I just wanted everyone to win the same exact thing.
Oh, there's a form
like
you fill
Bob,
out.
Like, Bob, which one do you want to pick? Do you want the black one that's 4 inches by 4 inches? Or maybe wallet number two, which is black and 4 inches by 4 inches? Okay, Week of Wallets sucks.
Mike O'Mara Show, hi, you're on the air. What do you think of Week of Wallets?
I don't think anything about the Week of Wallets. That's not what I called about.
Well, what do you call about, Ellie?
Week of Winston.
What can we do for you? Week of cigarettes.
I like that one, too.
You're really crazy.
It's the Week of Winstons.
But, no.
What can we do for you, ma'am, sir?
You guess me right, and you're wrong. I just wanted to tell you that you really brought this program out of the gutter.
Oh, thank you, honey.
And I'm back. I stopped listening to you a long time.
Well, listen next week when we do Week of Oxygen. It should be a lot of fun. I'm excited about
that. I wish
that.
You would come to the studio and you and I can make love.
Hello. Week of Wallets. Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you?
Oh, Lord.
Wallets come with complimentary pictures of Beth Ann's bosom.
That's always.
It's getting better.
They're nice, aren't they? Week of Wallets, Mike O'Mara's show. Hello.
I'm thinking more Day of Diaphragms.
Excellent.
Now we're getting some ideas here. Week of Wallets, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing great. I am getting ideas out the wazoo.
In response to Week of Wallets.
Yes, sir. That's exactly why you called,
isn't
it?
That's our topic.
It is. Why doesn't Beth Ann play the Week of Silence?
That's very. I don't like the meme.
Okay, that's okay.
I don't like it.
Mike. This just
Wheel
in.
Wheel of Wallets. What?
Joe Artinger writes.
How about
Week of Weak Promotions?
Week
of Weakness.
This is just in, Mike.
Yes.
Dateline February 2003. Lou Rawls released from jail after domestic violence charge.
Rob was right.
Now so Rob's happy.
Right. Rawls' companion Nina Inman told officers she and Rawls had been talking about relationships when the conversation escalated into a shoving match.
Well, a free wallet for you, Rob Spiewak.
Way to go. I hope
there's
nothing in it because that would make it too complicated.
All right, Week of Wallets, what do you think? Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, it's you. Caller without
Hello.
A name. Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You know, actually, I like the idea of the Week of Wallets with the
Yeah,
surprise.
Well, you're a dumbass that actually took 20 minutes to get on the air. So let's go to this next call. Hello, Week of Wallets.
Hey.
Hey.
Awesome idea.
I agree. I agree.
Absolutely love it. I will shut up and keep it.
That's right. Week of Wallets, we give away a chocolate pie.
Tell your kin.
Week of Wallets.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We'll take. Hey, that's two in a row that we're very positive.
Two in a row, yeah.
On Week of Wallets, let's. You know what? I will make the last two calls.
The deciding factor
as to whether we do Week of Wallets. You know.
Hello.
What if it's split?
If it's split, then we'll throw it to us.
Oh, okay, that'll be fair.
That's fair.
Week of Wallets. You're on the air.
Radio God, duh.
Hi, how are you, duh?
Doing very good. I love the idea. I actually need a wallet at the moment.
Thank you very much. Then I would listen. Coming up, we're not sure what week we're going to do it, but we're very close to determining whether we do Week of Wallets or not.
Keep listening.
In 2009 or 2010.
Seems like a natural for the holidays, Mike.
Oh, it would be beautiful for the holidays.
Christmas Week of Wallets.
All right, you're the last caller on this subject, Week of Wallets.
Week of Wassel.
I just want to question Beth Ann's logic.
Go ahead.
How many guys care about wallets? How many women care about purses?
A lot of women care about purses.
Well, that tells me.
How many guys other than Buzz care about wallets?
That's a fair question, sir.
All right. That's
no one cares as much as I do.
It's a split decision. Now we're going to have to take it to the judges in the room.
The tribal
right
council.
Week of Wallets, Rob. Spiewak, what say you?
I say yay.
Rob gives a thumb up to Week of Wallets. Buzz Burbank?
Bastard that I am, I'm going to say no.
Oh, it falls to Mike's shoulders then.
Oh, this is a slam dunk for me. Absolutely not. No, I say we give it a try.
What?
Okay.
Joe, write a jingle.
Write a jingle for Week of Wallets. I think really here's the way I'm going to tweak it a little bit.
You can't tweak.
It can't be fixed.
Listen, I want you. And
more
now, listen, this is your idea. Now, I'm going to explain to you how we're going to do this. Do we have any explanation music, Rob? This might take a little bit of time. And I don't want to play, that kind of music. It's not appropriate. For Week of Wallets, hear me out here.
This is going to be a week in the future.
Now, listen, and I don't think it necessarily has to be a week. You're going to really love this. This could be all the time. Yeah, don't open your mouth. Speak. I mean, this is a good deal.
Every day.
We could do this until we ran out of wallets. Here's what I think. You know how during that last little segment we took a few phone calls?
Uh-huh.
Some were good, some were bad, some were just completely horrible, some were absolute idiots. We give a wallet away, let's say every week or so, or maybe every other day, to the worst callers that we ever get. And that'll be our code to our listening audience.
That we hated the call.
That we hate the person. That we hate the person more than life itself. You have to find the worst, like, almost made out of paper wallets that you can possibly find so that we can give them away. Not good wallets, but really crappy wallets.
You know what would be great if you could find them? Do you remember for a while in the 80s they had nylon wallets that closed with Velcro?
Yeah, they still do.
Yeah, and you can get them, like, in gift shops still.
Mm-hmm. I'd love that with a Mike O'Mara logo on them.
That'd be fantastic. Perfect. Super cheap wallets, you know what?
So we've gone from Week of Wallets
to
worst
say we get
wallet.
A guy that comes on the show and he says, I hate Beth Ann. Why? I don't know. I just hate her. I'll say, you know what, sir?
We agree.
You've won a wallet.
A wallet.
No, not we agree. Okay. Negative energy. Yeah. I would really say that we'll give a crappy caller a wallet.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, so I just got a stockpile Velcro wallet, right?
But by rewarding crappy callers, aren't you encouraging them?
Oh.
You know what?
Wow.
Hold on. Stop the music. As usual, Buzz is absolutely right.
I'm sorry.
Buzz is right because of that last minute
decision.
Hey,
we're all in here.
We are a wallet to the weakest caller.
Wallets for the weakest. Wallets for the weakest.
Wallets for the weakest.
You know what? Let me do this.
Billfolds for the bastards.
I will spend the weekend thinking about the week of wallets.
This man is lying.
All weekend. I will chat with Rob and Buzz over the weekend, right. And maybe even Joe if he wants to send
maybe
a drunken email.
At the appearance.
Email. At the appearance, we'll discuss week of wallets, and then we'll come back probably sometime next week and let you know that we're not going to do it.
Maybe we could have a round table.
A round table? No.
No.
Okay. I think we've already spent probably as much time as we'll ever spend.
Maybe more.
Yes. But,
okay.
But really, keep thinking. That's my advice to you. Okay. Just keep thinking. Beth Ann McBride.
Keep thinking.
Gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Have a good show.
There she goes. Bye-bye.
Bye, Beth Ann.
Perfect. Yeah. Week of wallets.
You really can't miss.
No, we can't. Let's get right to the audio vault on the show today. We got a lot of stuff. Now, we played Paula Blows It before, Rob. I don't think we need to do that again.
I think I'd like to open, if I may. May I?
You go right ahead. Open your whatever you're going
to
open.
You know, we're just in here doing everything we can to do a show. We're not pros like the Today Show.
Okay.
Check out the timing on the Today Show.
What cut
morning.
Is this so I can see
cut
it.
Number four.
Cut number four.
With all this great food in front of me and standing in front of this Buddhist temple, I'm tempted to tell this man, make me one with everything.
I remember this.
Little religious joke. I like that.
I did say it, actually.
You know,
I shouldn't have.
Matt,
anyway, coming up. Go ahead.
Somebody say something.
Matt, say something.
Go ahead, Meredith.
All right, Matt, I was going to say you were teasing Peter about the bugs before.
See, why can't we be like that?
I know.
We were yesterday.
What about Hell's Kitchen? Do we have any good stuff from Hell's Kitchen last night?
You know, he didn't really blow up that much. We have Vanessa quitting. We have the fact that no one was eliminated. I do like the way that George Foreman would handle Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
Okay, cut number seven. Let's listen to that one.
If you had a pastor who said crazy things, what would you do? You'd beat him up, I guess.
I'd eat him.
You'd
put some salt and pepper on him.
All right.
You like that?
Hey, Beth Ann, add that to the list. Get George on the show.
Yeah, have
George
to.
Foreman, one of the greatest guests we've ever had. What else do we have?
Also
on
from the Today Show this morning, they had a reverend on commenting on Reverend Wright. And I like the way this ended because they left his mic on too long. I thought he was a funny guy.
That was pointless rhetoric, which was ultimately narcissistic and just based on him tripping.
Tripping, huh?
Tripping.
He's the just words of a reverend. Thank you, Reverend.
Thank
Eugene
you so
Rivers.
Much. Appreciate
pleasure
it.
To have
stay
you
with
are.
It.
And a note tomorrow and today, I'm going to have an exclusive interview with Senator Obama and his wife, Michelle. They're first together in more than a year. The reverend's happy about that.
Is that his mic?
Yeah, he was excited. He was excited.
Ah!
Would you like to hear what Rosie O'Donnell, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Bill O'Reilly, Regis Philbin, Hillary Duff, Sally Field all said about Miley Cyrus?
Yes, please do.
Thank you. It's not as long as it would seem.
Not just Rosie, though, right?
No, it's Rosie O'Donnell, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Bill O'Reilly, Regis Philbin, Hillary Duff, and Sally Field, who I always want to know.
Good, this will take care of it.
I also didn't think it was a pornographic photo in any capacity. I thought it was sort of a beautiful portrait, you know? Disney making her apologize. Ay, 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 ay.
When you're 15, your parents need to be able to step up and say, you know what? Put a T-shirt on.
She becomes, at 15, a sex symbol. Now, middle America, which is ass. Driving all of this merchandise and watches, they don't like this.
Tool.
I think it's unfortunate.
Dame.
I feel like she has a huge career, and she'll learn how to deal with it.
I love Miley Cyrus. I watch every Hannah Montana. I think Let It Go, for God's sake.
Leave Miley Cyrus alone.
There you go.
That's it?
That's it.
All right, what else? Anything else on here? What about Newt Gingrich about Reverend Wright? Is that boring?
It's political. He basically, his opinion, I'll summarize it for you in 2 seconds. He thinks that Jeremiah Wright is out to get Obama.
Okay, what about former cop on Smiley Face Killers?
Have you seen that story that they're trying to link some sort of national gang where there's been smiley faces spotted at like 40 different
All right, play that. I'm curious about that
Okay,
one.
That's number 16. Hold on.
Cut number 16.
You're scoring at home. It's number 16.
I'm telling you here that they're into evil. They're very happy, as most serial killers are, and content with their work and what they're doing, and the fact that they're thwarting the police and not being able to find us. And it's not just a smiling man anymore. He's evil, happy, and he drew the ears, which obviously synonymous with the devil, because he's telling you that he knows that murder is evil, and this is what we're working with now.
Is that an autistic cop? What's going on with
He's a New York cop.
What the hell was that? He was the cop scared me.
He's the guy that's out trying to link all these together. There's
Did you see this? This is a series. They took, I don't know how many young men, like athletic,
they
young college guys.
Like eight of them on the Today Show.
Eight guys, and there's a theory from these cops, and some of these cops have like taken second mortgages out on their house to finance this investigation, that they believe there is a gang.
A national gang.
A national gang that is targeting these young men of a certain age for murder, and they're linking all these murders together. And one of the things that they claim as evidence is that at the scene of some of these murders, you have a smiley face. And it looked a little, I don't know, it looked pretty weak to me. Yeah.
But I think it's over 20 deaths, and they're all accidental drowning deaths, and they all have this smiley face right by. I mean, it gives you time to at least pause.
It's a little scary, and to get out of that mood, I want to go to cut number 23, Rob. That is the Regis sex tip for the day.
The sex tip of the day?
Yes, please do.
Not taken out of context, this is Regis from this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely. Right. But you got to do it right away, you know? You got to get on top of that guy right away and nail him and get
That's
it
right.
over with.
That's it. Thank you, Regis.
Thank you.
Let's close up the audio vault for today. And I love Regis every day. You can count on that man.
He was crabby today, Mike.
A little crabby Regis?
Well, I don't think he enjoyed seeing the Kelly's movie about wrestling.
Now, Kelly, the one thing I was going to mention about Regis is the other day, I believe she promoted a movie for Mark Consuelos that was on ESPN2.
Yeah, that was where it's his wrestling movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's nice to see that he's getting into the mainstream.
Yeah, and she's excited.
ESPN2.
Nice.
Set your TiVos for that.
Good gig.
The deuce.
Good luck for you, Mark Consuelos. Thank you, Rob, for the audio vault.
As always.
We will be back with the final buzz and lots more of your phone calls coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.